Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I help you?
Hi, my name is Victoria Zaleski. I received the bill from my credit card. From MasterCard was February 18, and the amount is $56.95. I don't know what it is.
Alrighty. May I start out by having your zip code, please?
60169.
And thank you for that. And you said the first and last name is what, ma'am?
Victoria Zaleski. Zaleski.
Could it be under another name, John?
It could be.
All right. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with that account, please?
My address? 725 Almont Lane, Hoffman Estate, Illinois 60169.
And thank you for that. And yes, I was able to associate an account for you. I do see back in January the 15th, you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling for the pulsometer. Do you remember doing that?
No, I'm sorry, what?
It's a pulsometer. It actually measures your pulse, your blood oxygen level. It was a little welcoming gift.
Uh-huh, like a meter?
Correct.
I don't know. I have to ask my husband if he ordered something, but there was on February 18.
Yes, ma'am, I do see that. What it was, that item was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct store, and what you're seeing, that charge of $54.97, is actually the membership fee that you will bill for being a member of that Factory Direct savings store.
A saving store, but my husband never did this. Okay, you know, could you hold down? Anto, chodź no tutaj, to ty zaorderowałeś coś. Anto, chodź, jakiś membership. Hello, could you tell me the company name?
It's actually, we are a third-party call center, but what he did, it was called the Factory Direct Savings Store, and it was a free item. It was just a welcoming gift, and the only thing he had to pay was...
Free item. Okay, yes. Could you talk to my husband?
Sure.
It's free item to order.
Hello?
Good afternoon. Sir, do you...
Yeah, my name is John. I am her husband.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you happen to remember back in January... you only paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a pulse oximeter.
No.
Okay.
No, this ma'am, I have problem. Okay, did somebody stolen like 4-5 weeks ago? Yeah, my card, and they tried to put on the card something like small things, like $8-9. Okay. For default, something like this, okay? And I go to my card, they close me this card. I don't order nothing, okay?
Okay.
And I don't receive nothing, okay?
All right, so you did not remember actually placing this order, is that correct?
Yes, I don't order it nothing, and I don't receive nothing anyway, yeah? And this, you know... Sometimes I use her card, okay, and I know I use only, yeah, this grocery. That's it.
Okay, that's fine, sir. And what it is, if you're saying this is a fraudulent charge, I can get you transferred to our fraud department, and they will handle that for you, okay?
Okay.
So
if
you did not use it, I will transfer you to the fraud department. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let me place you on a brief.
Transfer me.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sir.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You don't hang up. I'm placing you on a brief hold. Okay.
Yeah, this I wait. Yeah, you transfer me.
Okay.
bedzinę. Tak, gift. Ja myślę, że to ty też miałeś gift, gumkę do rzucia. Ja takich rzeczy nie robię. No dobrze, no. No znowu zmieniać numer karty. Nie miałem tego Divaldy, te takie jakieś narzędzia, takie też, prawda, jakaś wysyłka czegoś, jedno, drugie, trzecie, się zadzwoniłem do karty i mówią, ty sorry, kurde, gdzie...
Ja nie mógł nic po info.
No dobrze, no. Przecież robi transfer, normalnie transfer się kończy tak, że cię rozłączą. No dziecko, to nie jest moje, ja wiem co ja robię. No, masz target, to twoje.
To nie patrz, to mi się zgadza.
No, no to dobrze.
Popiszę, że to na twojej zapowiedzi, tak dalej, na twojej imię jest, bo ja się im pytałam.
Alrighty, sir. Thank you for holding. I'm getting ready to transfer your call to our fraud department. And thank you for calling customer service. And you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.